Welcome back. We have the Perek Ches Mishnah Hey, Chapter 8, Mishnah 5 of Maseches Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Adama kechosam hamartofim, that a person who takes red clay outside is going to be liable if it's enough to make a seal for sacks of merchandise. It never be Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. The Chachamim omrim kechosam ha'igros, the Chachamim say that all you need is enough to make the seal for letters. Zevel v'chol hadak kedei lezabel kelach shel kruv, the minimum amount for manure and for fine sand is enough to fertilize a cabbage stock. Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. The Chachamim omrim, the Chachamim say kedei lezabel kereisha, but the Chachamim say that as long as you have enough to fertilize a leek, then you should be totally okay. And then chol hagas kedei litein al malo kafsid. The minimum for coarse sand is going to be enough to add to a like full trowel, a full shovel of lime to form plaster. So that's going to have to be the minimum amount for that. Kana kedei lasos kulmos. The minimum amount for a reed is something that's large enough to make a pen. And then v'im haya ave o merusas kedei levashel bo beitza kala sheba beitzim trufa unesuna beilpas. And if the reed was thick or was broken, which means that it can't be used as a pen, it has to be large enough to cook the most easily cooked egg after it has already been mixed with oil and placed in a preheated pan. That is Mishnah Hey. Now Mishnah Vav. Etzem kedei lasos tarvad. The minimum of for a bone is something that's large enough to make a spoon out of. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer kedei lasos mimenu chaf. That Rabbi Yehuda says that it only needs to be large enough to make the tooth fairy. apologize to make the tooth of a key. So again, the first opinion, the Tanakhama's opinion, has to be the size of enough to make a spoon. And then Rabbi Yehuda says that no, it needs to be large enough to make the tooth of a key, and that is going to be the difference of opinions over there. Zechuchas kedei ligror bo rosh ha-karkar, that the minimum for glass is enough to scrape the tip of a weaver's pick. And then Sror O Evan Kadela's Roke Ba'uf, that the minimum for a pebble or a stone is something large enough to throw at a bird to drive it away. Rabbi Eliezer Bar Yaakov Omer Kadei Lizrok Babahima. Rabbi Eliezer Bar Yaakov says that it has to be large enough to throw at an animal to drive it away. And so therefore we see over here that for the end of the Mishnah. And so we find basically this final dispute is really just how big it is, right? Will it only scare a bird away, or will it even scare like an elephant away? That's the big question, and it's the latter one that seems to be required for. It's the latter one that seems to be. I apologize, I lost my train of thought, but again, we have this argument over here at the end the pebble or the stone has to be large enough to drive a bird away. And Rabbi Yezer Ben Yaakov says, no, it has to be large enough to drive a larger animal away. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Zion. Have a wonderful day.